Unit 3. Listening for duration. Pages 34 to 35. Exercise A. Jim is a magazine reporter. He is interviewing an inventor about her inventions. Listen to the interview and fill in the note sheets. The first one has been done for you as an example. You have 30 seconds to read the note sheets.
So, Alana, tell me about your first successful invention.
Well, I've invented lots of things, but my first successful invention was my LED flashlight. The funny thing is that this invention didn't take very long to design. I had the idea at 12 o'clock one day, and by 6 p.m. I had the design finished.
Wow! Only 6 hours! That's amazing!
It took me a lot longer to build it, though. I had to wait for some parts. I ordered them online, and it took 2 weeks for them to arrive. And then I used another 2 weeks to put the flashlight together.
So, 4 weeks to build the flashlight from start to finish?
Yes, that's right. 4 weeks to put everything together.
So, once it was built, did you start selling it immediately?
No, I had to do some tests first. I started testing the flashlight at the beginning of January, and the tests were finished at the end of March.
So January, February and March, that's 3 months.
Yeah, there were quite a few problems that I had to solve during those 3 months.
But once the problems were solved, you were able to bring it to market?
That's right. It's been on the market for 8 years now, and it's still quite popular, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Of course. 8 years isn't a short time. Now, what would you say is the best thing about this invention?
Well, what I love about my LED flashlight is that you can change the light's brightness. You know, it's not just on or off, but you can change the brightness. This is a really handy feature.
Yes, changing the brightness of a flashlight is really useful. Now, is there anything you don't like about the invention?
Well, the power button is too small. I don't have a problem with it, but a lot of people have told me that the power button isn't very user-friendly because it's too small.
Ah, okay. I think I've got enough information about the flashlight now. Can you tell me about another one of your inventions? The keyring multi-tool. That one's my favourite.
Oh yes, of course. I love the keyring multi-tool too.
Did that take you long to design?
Longer than the flashlight. It took me 2 weeks to get the design done and then 1 more week to fix some problems with the design.
That's still pretty quick. Less than a month's time.
Well, I guess so. Actually, I was even more surprised by how quickly I got it built. I worked for 9 hours straight, 2 days in a row, and got it finished.
So, 2 9-hour days. That's 18 hours. Very quick.
Yeah, I thought it would take longer than that.
And has it been on the market for long?
It went on sale 2 years ago.
Oh, that was when I bought it, 2 years ago. Now, what would you say is the best thing about this invention?
Probably the knife. I mean, the knife is very sharp. It's so sharp that it cuts through wood like it was butter. In a lot of multi-tools, the knife isn't very good, but I wanted the knife on my tool to be very sharp.
Okay, I see. And is there anything you don't like about this invention?
Well, Jim, I love this keyring multi-tool, but if I had to improve it, I think I'd add a flashlight to it.
A two-in-one invention?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the flashlight won't need any fancy features. It just needs to be there so that it'll come in handy in the dark.
Flashlight on a keyring? I like that idea.